Shabbat Shalom. The Lord bless you. Habakkuk, one of the minor prophets. Habakkuk had a burden. Habakkuk had a burden for revival. Habakkuk just setting the audio settings there, and welcome to this Shabbat Shalom Word of the Lord Daily Manna. It is a blessing to minister to you, and it is a great blessing and privilege to have so many of you joining me every day, and your comments and your appreciations are such an encouragement and such a blessing and such a confirmation of the need for fellowship, the need for teaching, the need for encouragement from God's holy word. Now, today it's about the earth filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. And I'll come back to that in a minute. But Habakkuk, a minor prophet, had a burden, a massive burden for revival, a burden to see the world at his time turn away from sin, to turn away from the abominable things that angers the Lord, the sin. And he had a burden and cry out for revival, revival for the people to turn back to God, for the people to trust in the living God. Today, as an evangelist, and I'm sure many fellow evangelists have that burden, that in this our dispensation of time, in our time here, we want to see the world to turn back to God. We see ungodliness all around us. We see wickedness all around us. We see coldness at heart all around us. We see many of the things, if not all of the things, that the Lord Jesus Christ warned us about that would manifest prior to his coming. But I am encouraged by Habakkuk, and I want to encourage you with the same verses that Habakkuk prophesied. For a prophet prophesied that this earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Imagine, as the waters cover the sea, that is a complete and 100% coverage. As the waters cover the sea, well, the sea is 100% of water. So as the waters cover the sea means total coverage, absolute total coverage. And Habakkuk is prophesying in Habakkuk 2, chapter 2, verse 14, that the earth shall be filled in that measure, with that full coverage, as the waters cover the sea, that the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Praise the living God. Imagine that. Now that is revival. That will be a result of revival. So let's pray for revival this Shabbat Shalom. Let's pray and come in agreement. And thanks for the thumbs up, because that's an agreement, that's a coming in agreement. Let's pray for revival. Pakistan, revival. India, revival. United Kingdom, revival. United States of America, revival. Everywhere. Netherlands, revival. Germany, revival. Belgium, revival. We pray revival, like Habakkuk prophesied. I'm often reminded that the latter rain is greater than the former rain. And we've seen great harvests of people getting to know the knowledge, getting to know the glory of the Lord. And this is what's so wonderful and so deep about Habakkuk's prophecy, that it's that knowing Jesus is knowing his glory. Hallelujah, somebody. Knowing Jesus is knowing his glory. And Habakkuk prophesies of a time where the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of his glory. There shall be so many people that will know the knowledge, that will know the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the Lord is endlessly good. The Lord is merciful, and the Lord is love and power and eternity. And knowing the Lord, it's that relationship with Jesus Christ, not the religion, but the people, I believe, are hungry for a relationship with Jesus Christ. As the Lord said, they are thirsty for living water. They're not thirsty for a temporary water. They are thirsty for living water. Praise God. So today I'm encouraging you that we are praying. Thank you. Thank you. We are praying for revival in those wonderful nations I've just mentioned. I believe we're going to see revival. I believe revival for Pakistan. Devil don't like it. But the Lord has used his prophets to say that there will be revival, and there will be latter rain, and there will be a move of God. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. I'm here to tell you there will be revival. The people are dried out and thirsty, and the only thing that can help is living water. The people are seeing themselves, what is going on with sin, with evil, with wickedness. And many are growing weary. Many are getting tired. Where is holiness? Where is righteousness? Where is hope? Where is life? Where is eternity? When death is seen all around, people want to see life. People want to hear about life and life eternal, life abundant and life eternal. Revival in India, revival in this United Kingdom, revival in the United States of America, where it's desperately needed. Revival, revival all around the place. So it's a pleasure to come in agreement with so many of you, and continue to comment, continue to appreciate it. So we share this message with everybody. Habakkuk prophesied of a time. And that is the encouragement, that's the hope. And that's why the prophets, the minor prophets especially, there's so many unfulfilled prophecies in the minor prophets, in the Tanakh, in the Old Testament. And for this earth to be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, that's belief that many will come to know the glory of the Lord. For glorious he is. Amazing and wonderful the Lord Jesus Christ is. And he's reaching out to each and everybody still today. So let's pray and believe that many are yet to enter this amazing and absolutely everlasting supernatural relationship with the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the all-conquering Lion, the Lily of the Valley and the Rose of Sharon, the one who died and rose again on the third day, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the Living God. Be encouraged. Never give up. Never give up. Continue to fight. Fight the good fight, like Paul said. Keep preaching. Keep praying, keep believing, keep hoping, keep exercising faith, and know that the Lord answers all your prayers. He gives you the desires of your heart. The enemy is a liar, but the Lord has a plan for you, and the plans of God for you are good and wonderful. And you shall prosper, body, soul, and spirit. So be encouraged and enjoy Shabbat with your family. Bless them. Let's get back to the core of the gospel, the core beliefs expressed in the Holy Scriptures of God's living word. Hallelujah. God bless you. I look forward to signing with you again soon. And once again, Shabbat Shalom. Signing off. Love y'all.